Hey, big bro. Can you come in here a sec?
Yeah, I know you're about to go to a party with all kinds of drunk, horny girls, but surely you can give your little sister a few minutes of your time.
It'll only take a moment, please!
It's just a magic trick, but I promise it's super cool. Yay! It's exactly the sort of thing you could use to impress those sorority skanks with. Plus, it involves handcuffs, so it already has a kinky vibe. So, here in my purse, I have two sets of standard steel handcuffs, law enforcement grade. Never mind where I got them, please inspect them to ensure that I haven't tampered with them. Well, you always have to have someone inspect them. It doesn't matter that you don't know anything about handcuffs. Good. Now, I'm going to sit down in this chair. I'd have you inspect it too, except it's been in our living room for years. You already know it's solid and sturdy. Cuff me. No, don't cuff my hands together. I could just stand up, silly. Cuff this hand to this arm, and then my other hand to this one. You don't have to do it very tight, though. Unless you want to. Good. Okay, now, you keep eye contact with your people, like I'm doing with you. You have to practice a little, but even then you hear the cuffs rattling, right? I'm not perfect at it, but just a sec. And there. Ta-da! I'm free. There, you see? Now it's your turn. No. I promise to show you how I did it. And once you know, you can really impress the girls at the party. If you learn the trick, you can even take my cuffs with you. Who knows what else you might end up using them for. I thought you might agree. Okay, so sit like that and relax. Right, good. Oh, sorry, was that too tight? Sorry. All right, so the first trick you need to learn is these are real cuffs, so they double lock. See this here? Yeah. When I do this, and then this, you're really locked in. No movement one way or the other. And trust me, when I say it's super hard to get out of, you only used one of the locks on me. Jeez, be patient. I'm about to tell you the secret. The trick is that I had a key taped under each arm and used them to unlock myself. While I rattled one side, I unlocked the other, and vice versa. You look in the wrong direction, and I get free. Simple. I mean, of course. I took the keys with me. Duh. I couldn't have trapped you otherwise. Really, my idea was so simple that you practically consented to being locked up. It's your own fault, if you think about it. No key for you. Not until I'm happy. I'm not going to let you go, but I do have a question for you. Maybe you can think about it to help pass the time? Okay. Why are boys so fucking stupid? That was a rhetorical question. Besides, we both know the answer, and it's that boys are always chasing pussy, aren't they? They just never have anything left in their tiny minds for anything else but getting their pathetic dicks wet. And you, beloved brother, are sadly not an exception. All right, fine. Your dick is not pathetic, but you get the idea. Your threats are adorable, but you really can't do anything, can you? And no one outside can hear you, no matter how much you scream, and our parents won't be back until Monday. You are completely at my mercy.
look at you, struggling, sweating, a little nervous, muscles standing out in your clothes, eyes filled with that intoxicating mix of fear and anger. God damn it. See, this is why I can't be mad at all the sluts that they are always hovering around you, trying to get just a little time with that fine cock of yours. Oh, and it is so fine. I have to confess that I've seen it, all of it, more than once. No, I didn't peep on you. Well, I guess I did, but like, not through a hole in the wall or anything creepy like that. I just put wireless cameras in your room, your bathroom, your car. How can you blame me? You're just so fucking cute and smart, and I love you. There, I said it. I love you. I'm in love with my big brother. Wow, that feels really good to say. Like a weight has been lifted, you know? Okay, now it's your turn. Don't play dumb. I've seen the way you look at me when I wear those short little skirts and tight tops that I kind of spill out of. I said, don't play dumb. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Sometimes you just act in a certain way and it just makes me a little crazy. Look, maybe you don't want to say it, not out loud. It just isn't really fair of me to ask you so directly like that. I mean, after all, I just confess my love for you. Maybe you need some time and convincing. That's understandable. But not too much time. After all, I'm a person. I have feelings and needs. Needs that you haven't been meeting, big brother. Ugh. You're not that innocent. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I need you. My oh so sweet and handsome and kind big brother to fuck me. I need you to fuck me in every place and every way. I need you to use me and ride me and fill me again and again. No, it isn't wrong. It is not. Love is never wrong, and I love you. I'm calm. I knew that there would be a bit of resistance to my advances. You're a good man, generally speaking, and you would never want to take advantage of me. That's why I tricked you. I needed you to be completely captivated. I'm not here to hurt you or to scare you. I just want the chance to love you. Look at me. I'm taking my shirt off, and I'm not wearing a bra. I'm not wearing underwear of any kind today. I've never taken my shirt off in front of a boy before. You're gonna be the very first to see my tits. You've wanted to see them, haven't you? You've really tried hard not to look, but I've caught you staring down my shirt or peeking in my room when I start to change, but forget to close the door. Yes, I've always wanted you to look, my love. I've wanted you to look and then go back to your room and pleasure yourself thinking of touching them. Do you want to touch them? They're not the biggest, but they are so firm and the nipples are so hard. You can do whatever you want with them if you just admit you love me. You can squeeze and feel and grope and bruise them. You can bite them and lick my nipples as much as you want. And I promise I'll love every second of it. Here. Let me just lift my skirt a bit and straddle your lap. Oops. I guess I lifted my skirt a little too high. You could probably see how I'm nice and trimmed for you. That's the closest I could get to me looking like the girls in the porn you have saved on your laptop. I mean, some are shaved and others are au naturel. But about 65%, a clear majority, are just nice and trim and neat. So I went with that. Anyway, that's not important. What's important is that you have a hot, topless girl in your lap. A virgin, no less. Straddling you without panties, pressing her nice, full tits against your chest and grinding against you. Fuck. You are so fucking hard, aren't you? God, I love feeling you against me. I've wanted this for so many years. You couldn't even understand how I ache for you. Let me kiss you. Please. Let me show you how I love you. See? I can be gentle and tender. I can be like those other girls. Also be more exciting than them, big brother. Close your eyes.
Now?
Good boy. You feel that on your throat. It's cold, isn't it? It's a knife. Technically, it's called a stiletto, like the heels. I got it just for you, big brother. It's metal and cold and so fucking sharp. If I turned it the wrong way, why, I could really hurt you, couldn't I? So, I better be extra careful. Yeah, you're excited by it, aren't you? You're like me, at least a little bit. The closeness of death turns you on, doesn't it? It turns me on to be so close to making life while losing my own. Sometimes I take one of your belts, a leather one, and I hang it and choke myself a little while I touch myself. You know, just for variety, but it isn't the same. It would be so much better if it were your hand, big brother. But you're not quite ready for that, are you? You're so turned on, but you're also so frustrated. I tricked you, I fooled you and trapped you, and now, let's face it, I'm teasing you. I'm rubbing my wet and swollen little pussy all over your pants. But I won't let you touch me. Or fuck me or anything. Well, I suppose that I should take care of that, shouldn't I? We need to remove some of these clothes starting with your shirt. I'm gonna cut it off you, so keep still, please.
That's it. Just a few sore scraps and there.
Well, don't worry. I'll buy you some new clothes when it's all over. Now for your pants. Really, don't move. And try and keep that lovely cock of yours from twitching too much, all right? I'd hate to nick it. Ooh. Did I get too close? Did you feel the cold steel in a very sensitive place? God, I love watching fear and desire paint itself all across your handsome face. There, just look at you. You're completely on display and for my eyes only. For my pussy only, too. Now I can rub my swollen, slick slit right over your warm, hard. Fuck, you feel so good. Do I feel good to you too? Just think, if my hot little pussy feels this good sliding up and down your cock, how much better would it feel to be inside of it? You could be the first. I've saved myself for you.
Oh? Is that not enough?
Well, maybe my mouth can convince you otherwise. God, you look so delicious. You're dripping for me, too. That's so fucking hot. Maybe I'll just give you a nice, long lick. All right. You taste so fucking yummy. Yeah, you can buck those hips, but I'm not taking you any deeper than what I want, and I'm not going any faster. You've been good for me in a way. You've gotten nice and hard and ready. Oh, you can shake your head, but you want me so bad, don't you? You've forgotten all about the whores at the party. All you can think about is what coming in my mouth would feel like. Or maybe the only thing on your mind is what your sister's sweet pussy would feel like wrapped around your thick, hard, cock. I can assure you that if you don't feel in an expressive mood, that I can keep you on edge for a really long time. I even bought a special toy to keep you from coming. Or you can say the words. Three little words. So easy to say, and they're true too. We both know it. God, I've waited so long to hear you say those words. so happy right now. It's exactly as I imagined it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna take care of you.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
No. I'm gonna do it.
It's just, you're kind of scary.
Don't laugh, jerk.
You're a lot bigger up close, and I'm kind of small, and I mean, how will it even fit?
No, I promised. I'm gonna take your cock, all of it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God, I need to go slower. Okay, I can do this. Almost there. Fuck. God, I can... I feel so full. But you've been so patient, haven't you? I bet you need to come so fucking bad, don't you, love? How does it feel, big brother? To have deflowered your pure, sweet, innocent little sister. Alright, maybe I took direct action, but my pussy still feels good, doesn't it? I bet I'm tighter than anyone else you've had. No, don't hold back. Come in me. Am I on the pill? Of course I'm not. I want you to breed me, big brother. I won't be upset if I get pregnant. And I won't be upset if I don't either, but I want your cum in my womb. I want to swell with your baby inside me. That gets you off, doesn't it? I think I felt you get a little harder. Yeah, that's it. I'm so close, baby. Come with me, please. Come. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Fucking flood me. Come to you inside me, big brother. Fuck, wow. That was so much better than I thought it would be. I don't even want to stand up. I wish I could keep you inside me for the rest of the weekend. I will need to let you go, however. Be honest. You're angry with me, aren't you? Don't lie. I thought so. I don't mind, though. I deserve your anger at least as much as I deserve your love. I was a deceitful little bitch, wasn't I? And even now, I wonder what you would do if you were free. You could go to the police. But then there's always the danger that I might cry and tell them you hurt me instead. You could call our parents. They would probably believe you. Most people think I'm just super sweet, but they know me well enough to know about me and you to at least listen to you. And on the other hand, you do have a certifiable freak in your lap right now. I promise you, big brother, if you don't tell, I'll be whatever you need me to be. I'll blow you and ride you and bend over for you anytime. You can have my mouth and my pussy and even my sweet little ass. I'll never say no to you. So much. So, I'm going to unlock you. I'm not asking for forgiveness, not yet.
But I think you should rest up, drink some water, and then think about what happened. Get angry. Get all worked up. Realize what a deceitful little bitch I am. And then, when you're ready, come find me. I promise I'll find something to do so I won't be expecting you. Then grab me and push me down. Hand to my hair at the base of my neck. Put your hands on me. Shake me. Call me something like a twisted little bitch. And to be fair, I am a twisted little bitch. I own that shit. But maybe a little bit of you is twisted just like me. Maybe that part of you would want you to put your strong hand around my throat and pin me down and teach me a lesson. It's what I want. I'll admit it. I want to matter to you. I want to be enough of a psycho bitch to earn your anger and attention. I want you to choke me until I'm almost dead. Until I come. You weren't ready for that before I tricked you and fucked you, but maybe you are now.